This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, India is strongly raising the concerns of the Global South on every global platform. Addressing the Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth at Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said, during its G20 presidency as well, India plays the priorities of the Global South at the center of the global agenda.
भारत हर ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म पर ग्लोबल साउथ के हितों को पूरी मजबूती से उठा रहा है अपनी G20 अध्यक्षता के दौरान भी भारत ने ग्लोबल साउथ की चिंताओं को वैश्विक एजेंडे के केंद्र में रखा भारत का ये लगातार प्रयास है कि हम जो भी इनोवेशन करें उससे पूरे ग्लोबल साउथ को लाभ हो कॉमनवेल्थ देशों को फायदा हो
The Prime Minister said, in India, democracy means last-mile delivery and the government is working with the spirit of public welfare for every individual without any discrimination.
भारत में डेमोक्रेसी का अर्थ लास्ट माइल डिलीवरी है हम एक लोक कल्याण की भावना से हर व्यक्ति के लिए बिना किसी भेदभाव के काम कर रहे हैं और इसी लोक कल्याण की भावना के कारण बीते कुछ वर्षों में भारत में 25 करोड़ लोग गरीबी से बाहर निकले हैं
The Supreme Court today stayed the FIRs registered by the West Bengal Police against Enforcement Directorate ED officials in connection with the recent searches at the premises of political consultancy firm IPAC and the residence of its co-founder Prateek Jain in Kolkata. The Apex Court observed that the petitions raise serious questions of alleged interference by state agencies in a central investigation. A bench of Justices Prashant Kumar Mishra and Vipul Pancholi issued notice to West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee, Director General of Police Rajiv Kumar, Kolkata Police Commissioner and others on the ED's pleas alleging obstruction during the search operations conducted last week. The Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that several reforms have been implemented to modernise the forces and that such changes in a large organisation are challenging but essential. He said that India is moving ahead with a clear roadmap to build one of the world's strongest armed forces by 2047. Mr. Singh was addressing at the Shaurya Divas program at Jaipur's Sawai Mansingh Stadium, expressing gratitude to the Indian Army for its unwavering service to the nation.
Operation Sindoor will be remembered in the history of India not merely as a military action, but as a symbol of courage and strength. This operation has not yet been fully concluded, because until terrorist ideology is completely eradicated, our efforts to establish peace will continue uninterrupted.
In Chhattisgarh, 52 Maoists surrendered before security forces in Bijapur district today. A total reward of 1 crore 45 lakh rupees had been declared on these Maoists. The surrendered cadres were associated with the South Subzonal Bureau and the Bhairamgarh Area Committee of the Maoists. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. The Ministry of External Affairs, in an advisory, said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The Ministry of Minority Affairs has issued an advisory after receiving representations from Hajj pilgrims and other stakeholders seeking additional time to complete coral formalities. In its statement, the ministry announced that a one-time final extension has been granted until the 25th of this month and clarified that no further extension will be provided under any circumstances. The United Nations Security Council is due to meet today for a briefing on the situation in Iran as tensions remain high following weeks of nationwide protests and a violent crackdown by authorities. In Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets in Navi Mumbai tonight. Chasing 162 runs for victory, UP Warriors reached the target with 7 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians scored 161 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.